The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Both our readings this morning talk about fasting. And it's appropriate because the times that we're called to fast are during this Lenten journey, Lenten season. The first one was Ash Wednesday, and the other day of fasting is Good Friday. And the fasting that the church today calls us to is to eat one regular meal and two smaller meals that make up one meal. So basically, to skip one meal as the fast we're called to. And that's if you are between 14 and 59. If you're over 59 or younger than 14 years of age, you don't have to fast. The other teaching of the church is that on the Fridays of Lent, we're called to abstain from meat, not to eat meat on the Friday like today. These are the minimum requirements. Obviously, people can fast for more than not eating, abstain from meat other days, or abstain from other foods, or fast in different ways. But our readings address the question why we fast and what kind of fast is pleasing to God. A lot of times for us as Catholics, we just go through the motion. We're called to give up meat on Friday, so we don't eat meat, or we fast on Good Friday and Ash Wednesday. But that's not what the purpose of fasting is. And that's what Jesus is telling the disciples of John. It's not because it's the law of the church or it's the Jewish law or whatever practice that people are follow. He puts fasting in terms of relationships. Relationship with God, as we hear in the gospel, and relationship with our neighbor, as we heard in the first reading. Fasting is meant for us to keep us away from those things that distract us from living in the kingdom of heaven. When Jesus is asked why your disciples do not fast, he gives them the example of a wedding feast and the bridegroom present. Now, at a wedding feast, what kind of feeling, what's going on? Usually there's a lot of love. We're celebrating the love of two people. There is a lot of love of all their family and friends who gather to celebrate their love. There's a lot of joy. People are eating and drinking, a lot of wine. There's a lot of generosity. The host, the bridegroom and his family, they provide all the food, the wine. People bring gifts. That's what the kingdom of heaven is supposed to be like. So when we live in that such kind of environment, if we have such a life where we're the one who are providing the love, the joy, the generosity of sharing food with others, sharing ourselves with others, then there is no need for us to fast because we are living the kingdom. But when we distance ourselves from Jesus, Jesus was the bridegroom, he never leaves us, but we move away from him, that's the time for us to fast so we can go back to living in the kingdom. To fast from those things that are keeping us away from Christ. Not eating meat is a good thing. It's kind of sacrifice, although I don't know if it's much of a sacrifice these days for people not to eat meat. But is that really helping us getting closer to Jesus? How is that helping us to live as citizens of the kingdom of heaven, as part of a wedding feast? In the first reading, Isaiah tells us the same thing. If fasting is all about ourselves, like we heard on Ash Wednesday when Jesus said, when you fast, don't let anyone else know. Don't look, grim and gloomy so people know you're fasting. But when our fasting is about sharing our blessings with the poor, the prisoners, those who are needy, the homeless, the widows, That's the fasting that God wants from us. To move ourselves, to repent, to turn away from selfish ways and live in the kingdom of heaven. Live in the joy and experience of being at the wedding feast that we are throwing for people because Jesus, the bridegroom, is with me. So maybe today, take a few minutes and reflect on what fasting you need to do. What's keeping you away from Christ? Let's fast from those things so we can welcome the bridegroom again into our lives.